Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Our guest on Edgewise today is Betty Schotten. Betty has over 35 years' experience as a CEO, entrepreneur, and leadership consultant. She is CEO and founder of Liftoff Leadership, LLC, and a partner with Berkana Consulting Group. She's author of the new book, Liftoff Leadership. Betty, welcome to Edgewise.
Thank you so much.
Betty, throughout your career, you've been involved in some activities that really put you at the forefront. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I was in the first class of women at the University of Virginia. And if you know that school at all, it's still a fairly conservative school. When I went there, it had been a staunchly all-male school. And the ratio of men to women was 20 to 1.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I've been the head of two airlines, Southeast Air and Sea Air.
And you're a registered pilot.
Yeah. I have an ATP rating, which is like the PhD of flight designations.
Now, in the book, you've identified 10 qualities of importance. What's behind that?
These are attributes that I have found to be very supportive and powerful in any challenge of leadership that I personally have encountered. They're not the 10 attributes of exceptional leadership, but if any leader held true to these, it would elevate their ability to contribute in very positive ways in the leadership realm.
Right. So why is it important?
I think we're at a critical point where people don't have the trust and respect in leadership that we used to enjoy as leaders.
Right.
It's time now to turn that tide and recognize the values that hold meaning for the future of humanity and not call them soft values and not yawn and put them into an ethics class, but elevate these guiding principles that have always served mankind in times of difficulty and in the face of challenges. Mm-hmm. These are critical things for us to focus on as leaders now.
Okay, now let's talk about your pre-flight checklist.
Pilots always conduct a pre-flight check before they get in the plane and take passengers somewhere. And the reason they do that is to understand their airplane and the operations and what they have ahead of them. They can't afford to forget anything. So they're not going to leave the important responsibility of that flight to memory. Leadership is the same for me. Mm-hmm. We can't afford to forget what is critically important in our job as leaders. So the pre-flight checklist is the introduction to the book that allows leaders to identify and get in touch with their guiding principles. What is it that's fundamental to their life and their leadership that gives them meaning that they need to bring forth and exemplify as leaders?
Mm-hmm. Now, you've identified another factor. Mm-hmm. You have to evaluate your level of ability in those areas and even develop an action plan to improve them.
I have in the book assessments and checks and questions to make it practical and applicable to your actual conduct.
Right.
Everybody talks about values, and we all agree that is a crisis in leadership relative to perhaps a lack of values or some leaning towards money and metrics and finance to the exclusion of the human side of the equation. Mm-hmm. You can't just talk about it. This book asks you to do something about it.
Right. Well, let's take a look at a few that you feel are important.
Right.
What about altruism?
Altruism is the ability to move beyond self-preoccupation and your own ego needs to being able to recognize and serve the needs of the greater good or the common good, even sometimes at a sacrifice of your own needs or safety or security.
Right.
Are you willing to risk your position, your promotion, your compensation to do or say or express what you know is the right thing? In a world that's changing rapidly and that we could look at as being a little bit scary, being able to put yourself at risk for what is needed for the common good is an attribute we need to see more of in leadership.
Absolutely. And what are some of the tips about how to do that?
I list about 20 types of things that you could consider doing, like giving money to a homeless person, being involved in a community project, or going to Haiti, going to a disaster area, or making sure that your company is involved in philanthropic, service-oriented support to different causes.
Right.
Is that a culture you are fostering?
Mm-hmm. And how do you define balance? What are your thoughts on that?
Balance is critical for us as leaders. We can't be too stressed. We can't be too relaxed. We can't work 50, 60, 70 hours week after week and not rest and nurture ourselves and regroup. We can't be too financial. We can't be too humanistic. There's a fine balance that leaders need to be aware of.
Sure.
We know innately as humans when we're out of balance. We feel it.
Mm-hmm.
We feel it physically. We feel it emotionally. We feel it intellectually. But we don't stop and make a correction. So let's recognize it and not let it go to the extreme, but make course corrections to bring things back to center.
Hmm.
That applies both to the individual and to the organization as well.
And how would you do that for an organization?
Sometimes organizations become very stressed.
Right.
If you're truly a leader, you intuitively sense this. You can feel it when you walk into your own department or office building. When you sense that there's a high level of stress in a negative way, then as a leader, mm-hmm. it's your responsibility to find out what the stress causes are, to listen to people, to provide forums for people to express themselves and get some of it off of their shoulders, and to do things for them like retreats, training, music, celebration.
Betty, tell us a little bit about the qualities of leadership that you find most important in your life.
A personal favorite of mine is possibility. It's the way that I see the world.
Mm-hmm.
And if leaders embrace possibility, they will rise above what they see as obstacles and find innovative and never thought of solutions because they hold in their mind that this is a big world. This is an infinite universe. There's so much diversity out there. I know there's something possible. I might not see it right now, but I'm holding that out.
Yeah.
If leaders take that attitude, not just in business, but in, say, politics or in difficult negotiations, solutions can be found.
And another one?
Awe is another interesting one. It's a perspective,
mm-hmm.
a relationship to the world around you. As leaders, it's very easy to get wrapped up in all the emails that we have and all the phone calls that we have to return, in all of the media, the technology. We end up on a treadmill.
Ooh.
It's important to step back and think mm-hmm. how astronauts felt when they viewed Earth from outer space for the first time. It's a feeling of, look at where we live. Look at what we have.
Uh-huh.
So awe is a sense of appreciation for the people that work for us, the things that they do, the organizations we develop, the products we come up with. It's maintaining a sense of, I really appreciate the opportunity to be a leader.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've been talking about the 10 qualities of leadership. Where did you get these?
These attributes came to me in reflective thought. I wandered in my mind through my own experiences, both as a leader and a pilot, and these are the ones that came up. So fundamental attributes that define exceptional achievement and exceptional leadership will be unique to every individual.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
If you sat down to do what I did, you probably would have some things that are different from mine.
Sure. And so if I were trying to identify 10 for myself, where would I turn for some ideas?
Take the pre-flight checklist. There's 20, 30 leadership attributes that are well-accepted leadership attributes. Mm-hmm. So it includes the 10 attributes and many others. If you take that checklist and follow the directions, you should be able to find out the 10 that resonate for you and then bring them on down to the 5 top.
We've been speaking to Betty Shotton, author of the new book, Lift Off Leadership. This book helps executives to look at what's important in terms of their leadership skills. Betty, thanks for being with us on Edgewise today.
Thank you so much.
AMA webinars provide 90 minutes of focused how-to instruction and specific solutions for solving your most pressing work issues. For $149, you'll participate in an in-depth course taught by an expert who will answer your questions and guide you through the process a step at a time. For a complete schedule of upcoming AMA webinars, visit our events calendar at amanet.org/events. We'd love to get your feedback on today's program. You can either email us at podcast@amanet.org or call 800-697-3406. Your comments may become part of a future program. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.